Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. I've counseled many families that were on the brink of falling apart, and you know, not one of them saw it coming. About 6 a.m. one morning while working the overnight shift, I stood outside the building spraying the windshield of my car. Knowing that there was not a soul around for miles, I whistled and sang out loud when suddenly I felt someone poke me from behind. Fear caused my entire body to go weak. I could barely muster up a fearful, "Hello?" Turning around, I weakened even more as I saw my unexpected guest, a huge German Shepherd. My first thought was to spray him with the hose, but no, that might make him attack me. Standing there, unable to move a muscle, both of us turned to see the side door of the building propped open. Before I could shout no, he darted inside the building. Running down the hall and taking a right turn into a conference room, I thought life was over as I watched him run circles around a glass encasement that held a model ship valued at some $20,000 that took my boss nearly 3 years to build. "No, get away from that," I shouted. I chased him from room to room until finally coaxing him back outside with a piece of bread. Just like that dog, the devil takes the first possible opportunity to get into our homes. Next thing you know, he is running circles around our most valuable possessions, wreaking havoc, and all the while we're shouting, "No, get away from that." 1 Peter 5:8 says that the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And John 10:10 says that he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But if we can learn to identify the enemy, we'll be better equipped to stop his attack on our homes. On the surface, the problem may appear to be rebellion, drugs, or financial devastation. But take another look, and you'll see your adversary lurking underneath. So grab the bread of life and coax the enemy out of your home. Turns out, my vicious attacker was really just a guard dog escapee who was returned later that day to his grateful owners. Now, if we could just learn that other adversary is just as powerless. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.